Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 20th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2018. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're going to have a quick look at the news, and then Lori's got some things to put out. Of course, the big story is the government shutdown. Well, folks, the shortest one in history, from what I was reading this morning, has lasted one day. The longest one, 21 days. I'm not going to try to make any predictions, but I just got a gut feeling that by Monday or Tuesday, this is going to be cleared up. You know, the question is, you know, on this budget thing, it's not like they're spending money they have. It's they're spending money they're going to borrow from the Federal Reserve at significant interest rates. It's all a mess. Our whole financial system is a mess. But anyway, most of the critical services will be, you know, continue regardless. You know, VA healthcare continues. Most federal law enforcement continues. It's not going to affect most people. You know, if you plan on visiting a national park this weekend, there might not be rangers to give you a guided tour of whatever you're looking at. Something that just came up, a headline, Turkish warplanes begin massive bombing of U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds. Not unexpected. Erdogan has been saying for weeks he was going to do this. The Turkish military moved into Syria, I believe it was last week or the week before. Basically, Turkey is not wanting to have the Kurds on their doorstep, so to speak. You know, which in a way is understandable. The YPG is considered a terrorist organization by both Turkey and the United States, but the United States has been furnishing Turkey with money and arms as long as they were fighting ISIS. So another big mess that makes no sense to the average person. Now, I know exactly what's going on, and it makes no sense to me. But what the bottom line is here, we have a potential flashpoint. If Russia goes to stop Turkey, we have a treaty commitment to back Turkey up against Russia. If we were to try to stop Turkey, which I don't see happening, we might have, you know, a scenario where other NATO countries are coming after us. So another real big mess. It just, you know, it's funny, folks. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's just one mess after another. Okay. The third thing is this Inspector General's report on the four-page memo that is currently classified as top secret that Congress got to see, I believe it was Thursday evening. Apparently, folks, this is the document that will bring down a lot of people. There are several congressmen saying people are going to jail. You know, being old Hillary in handcuffs doing the perp walk would not bother me in the slightest. You know, be a time to open a fine bottle of whiskey and dance a jig when we see that one. But again, we'll have to wait and see. The way I understand the system, if the House votes to make this memo public, the White House has 5 days to say no. If the White House says nothing, then the memo goes public, and we get to see exactly what's in it. And then if this does go public, I think there's no stopping prosecution of Many, many people in the Obama administration, if not Obama himself, along with Hillary Clinton, perhaps Bill, tied into this Clinton Foundation. So, again, you know, we have to wait and see, but what we do know for a fact is something will happen. Okay, Lori, I know you had a whole bunch of stuff written down you wanted to talk about, so take it away.
Okay. Well, let's see. I found some information to help you with your gardening, and I'm going to give you six different ways to help you enrich your soil without using expensive chemical fertilizers. Okay?
Cool.
One, you can use raw eggs. Okay? You can place one raw egg in the bottom of your plant, at the bottom of your plant when you plant it. The egg will decompose, and it works as a neutralizing fertilizer for seedlings. You can just use the eggshells for the calcium. They're got calcium nitrate and phosphorus in it, and, you know, ideal choice for your gardens. Also, you can use banana skins. Now, the banana skins you can either put into a chopper and chop them up, or you can just take them in strips. And what you do is you make a, like a 2-inch deep trench, and you take a strip of the banana and you lay it in with the inside up, and then you put your plants in, and then you cover them. This will help feed the seedlings or the plants, so they have the calcium and sulfate, magnesium, and sodium that they need. But if you want them to decay a little bit faster, you just cut them up. That's all you need to do. You can also use ashes from your fireplace to put out in your soil. All you do is sprinkle it out there on the ground and around your plants and your trees, and it helps give them nutrients.
Now, that's something that's been used for centuries in this country, Lori. I was reading something on Colonial Farming last night before I came to bed. That's a weird coincidence. But the people that did not have gardens or fields would actually trade their ashes for eggs and vegetables and stuff to people that did farm or people that did have gardens. And we're talking 1730s in New England. I just found it interesting to read the old account. But, yeah, wood ashes is something that's been used forever, apparently.
Yeah, well, the ashes actually help bring up the pH levels in your garden area. So it helps. Now, if you didn't do this during the winter, the leaves, after they fall off the trees, you can put them over your garden. It helps provide the nutrients for the soil. Also, when you get ready to turn the soil for your garden and fold them back into the soil, it actually helps make your soil darker and richer as well. You've heard us talk about Epsom salt, right? Well, you've heard us talk about Epsom salt. Well, the Epsom salt actually lowers the pH levels. And
yeah, which is what we need here.
Right. It's indication of a magnesium imbalance, so it helps boost the levels. So, again, the Epsom salt helps, and I've got more ways to use it, which I'll go over here in a little bit. And then, of course, you can use your compost regularly by putting it into the soil and turning it into soil to help give your plants more nutrients. Most people probably heard this but didn't know how to do this, and this is how you can use your used tea bags. You know how you have your tea bags and you make your tea with it?
Right.
Okay. I got this one. This is by Life Well Lived, and they suggest using them this way. Of course, your tea adds nutrients to your soil. Let's see. Tea leaves contain a tonic acid nutrients that is a natural fertilizer for your garden.
Right.
Tea bags also will keep the pest at bay. Use tea bags or even coffee grounds. You can use coffee grounds as well. will keep your bugs away from your garden. It deteriorates the bugs from chewing on your leaves and your plants, so therefore your plants aren't getting eaten by the bugs.
I didn't know that.
Tea bags also increase the decomposition of other items that you might use in your garden. Along with your tea bags, they also will decompose, which means everything decomposes faster, so it helps put the nutrients into the soil faster as well. Tea bags also help, or like I said, even coffee, to help retain water. So you can bury the tea bags down by the roots of your plants, your flowers, your vegetables, and it helps retain the water so you don't have to water them as often. And they, you know, since you don't have to water them as often, they stay healthier because they have the water down there for the roots.
Right.
They also can help, they also help keep weeds at bay. When you bury the tea bags in your garden, they help implement the growth, impede the growth of the weeds, which means you have to work less in your garden to weed it. So,
I'll be. I wonder what part of the tea does that. I wonder if it's the tannic acid or do you know?
Well, it's the tannic acid in them. And like I said, it helps with the decomposing of stuff in your garden, you know, in the soil. So it helps put the nutrients out into the soil more for your plants, so it makes them healthier. But at the same time, they're toxic to weeds, and what your plants absorb from the tea bags help keep the bugs at bay, but it won't change the taste of your vegetables or anything. It helps, like I said, it helps the plant, but it won't impede on the fruit and vegetables that you're growing. It just helps keep the bugs away from them.
I've tried that.
Let's see. We talked about using them. You can also take a tea bag and use them like in a plastic tray and start a seedling from it because, again, the tea bag is going to hold the moisture. It's also going to release all the nutrients in that tea bag to help your seedlings start to grow. Before you put them in the garden. So you can start using them that way, too. Just, you know, if you want to start your plants inside the house, use them that way. You can also do the same thing with you can take eggshells that you've cracked open, and you can actually put the soil inside the half of the eggshell and then put your seedling in it and give it a little bit of water, and the eggshell will actually help the seedling grow as well. And then when you get ready to plant, all you do is you pick up the eggshell with the soil and the seedling, and you plant it all in the ground together, and the eggshell will deteriorate, become compost over time, and help feed the plant as it grows. Let's see.
Well, if I can throw something in here that's right along the same thing, Lori. You know, when I was growing up there on the island, what all the old-timers did, they would take all their food scraps, potato skins, orange peels, you name it, all everything organic. And pretty much everybody had a 2-gallon, galvanized bucket, and every evening they'd take all their leftovers from their food preparation for the day and go out and bury them in the garden area. Well, down there, as you know, is just pure sand. And what this did, it actually enriched the soil in multiple ways, and eventually, you know, these people after 10, 12, 15 years of doing that had a good little garden plot from all this organic material in the sand. And it actually turned that sand into good soil. That's just something I was going to throw out there. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I, you know, for people to have real sandy soil, that might help.
Right. Let's see. Also, your tea bags work on cats, too, believe it or not. You can take and sprinkle either the coffee or the used tea grounds around your garden. Keep the cats from urinating on your plants.
Wow.
You can also use this on your indoor plants, too, if you have a cat inside that likes to dig in your plants and you have tried everything in the world and can't get them to stop, just take these coffee grounds or tea grounds and sprinkle them on the top of the soil around your plants inside the pot inside your house, and it'll help keep the cats from digging and wanting to urinate in them, too.
Cool.
And like I said, it also reduces, like I said, your garbage, because when you bury it, the tea bags help your garden to start decomposing better, and once you start tossing them into the compost pile, you know, it eliminates you having to, one, put extra water in it because it's going to hold the moisture, but two, it helps it decompose faster. So those are just a few ways to use tea bags. Use tea bags and use coffee grounds. One more thing for your tea bags. Most people don't know this, but worms actually eat the tea leaves. They eat the tea leaves. Well, worms can safely consume the tea leaves, and once they digest the leaves, they actually produce more nutrients, so they have a richer output, making your soil healthier and for your growing plants. So that's another thing, you know, because everybody knows that putting worms in your garden helps irrigate the soil because they dig through it, so in turn helping your plants. So that's just something else to put out there so everybody knows.
That means also we'll have more worms for fishing.
Yes.
I know, don't get the worms out of the garden, I know.
Oh, come on. Let's see. Most people might have been listening to us say using the Epsom salt, but not have really understood why. Well, I've got 7 different reasons why you should use it, okay?
Go for it.
Okay. One, you can sprinkle around the base of your trees and your plants, okay, for sweeter fruit, and it helps plants produce more sugar, which makes it for a healthier plant and makes for a better production of fruit, because it produces more fruit with all the extra sugar in it. Another way you can use Epsom salt, if you have a tree stump outside and you don't have the money to have somebody come out and dig it out, because everybody knows that can be expensive, you can actually take a drill and drill some holes into the stump and pour Epsom salt in it. And in about 2 weeks, the stump should begin to start rotting. So by pouring the salt into the stump, into the holes that you drilled, actually will help start decaying that stump so it rots quicker.
You know, Lori, I actually did that about 10, 12 years ago over where I had all those stumps where we cleared the land for the fruit trees. And that does work. In fact is, I think I have got them all out now because they rotted down and, you know, just basically able to push the big stumps out with the blade on the tractor. And I don't think there's any left over there now. So I know for a fact that one works.
Right. Well, Epsom salt, you know, increases the nutrients absorption for nitrogen, phosphates, and sulfur. So when you're putting them into the holes and it's helping the tree stump itself decay, and then you turn around and you, like you said, you once it rots and you turn it back into the soil, you're actually putting all those nutrients back into the soil, so that helps. Let's see. You can also use Epsom salt on your lawns. Most people don't know that, but I actually found the measurements for it. Some people are wondering how much you had to use. I found a thing that says if you add 3 pounds of Epsom salt to every 1,250 square feet of grass and then you water it, it makes your grass healthier and greener.
That makes sense.
Right. Well, you know, like me, I wasn't sure how much Epsom salt to use, but I did find this, and this is what I found it in several different places. So it's something for us to at least try here at the farm. But, again, that was, you just add 3 pounds of Epsom salt to every 1,250 square feet of grass, and then you water it. So, you know.
And Epsom salt is cheap enough, that's not going to break anybody.
Right. Okay, we have
a break.
All right,
babe, here's our break. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, back in 3 minutes, folks. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. And we actually have a caller on the line, Jerry in Chicago on line 9. Jerry, are you there?
Well, good morning, Spencer. You touched on a real good thing. Several years ago, I heard a show. It might have been on RBN through Deanna Spingola because she gets a lot of doctors on that show. But there was a study of all the different countries and who had the most longevity in life and possibly why. And believe it or not, it would be Bolivia. I think the average age there is 93, 95 years old, something like that. I don't have the information right in front of me. But what they found was, when you mentioned ashes, they used to clean out their fire pit maybe once a week, and they used to put it in the garden or just put it on the topsoil and let it seep down with the rain and everything else like that. And by doing that, and also they would also burn cow chips in the wintertime. And
right.
The burnt manure, they would have it get into the garden, and they had better vegetables, I should say, and better feed for their whatever they raise, goats, sheep, whatever. But their longevity was a lot longer, and we have gotten away with that with all of the gas and electric stoves and heating. And I mean, wood burning, the ashes are pretty good. I guess if you were to go out there and put that in the garden, the leaves that you rake up and burn, use that too. There's a lot of interesting things involved with that, and it was just shocked me that Bolivia, because that is a fairly harsh environment to have that
yes,
kind of longevity. So I just wanted to throw that in, and it's something else where I looked into something about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was called J-Channel Technology in Fire Building. And it's very interesting, and I attempted one of these at a little campfire back in October with a friend's get-together at a cottage. And everybody there could not believe how well the fire burned and all the smoke went straight up. Even with the wind, it wasn't blowing around in anybody's face. They had to move their chair away from the fire. It went straight up.
Cool. Well, exactly what is that, Jerry?
Well, what you're going to do is you're definitely going to add an air supply from underneath to the base of the fire, and that is it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you dig yourself a pit. In fact, you might be familiar with this term, a Dakota fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, but and all you got to do is use a couple of old cinder blocks you find laying around, because the holes are like 4x4 or 5x5 in there. Bury one or two of those and have that at the base, and the air comes in from below, and the fire burns straight up.
Wow, yeah, because you got that convection there that increases the heat, and of course the more heat there is, the more straight up the smoke goes. So, yeah.
And you'd be surprised with the amount of wood that we had burned, and this fire burned all evening. It started at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it burned until 9 o'clock in the morning when you had to replenish some of the embers.
Right.
I couldn't believe the little bit of ashes. So it was more of a 98% burn, where it burned. I put a stump on there, as a matter of fact, before we went to bed. And when I came out the next day, I couldn't believe the size of the stump.
Wow, excellent.
So look into that. There's a whole lot of different YouTube videos on feeding a fire with J-Channel technology. Rocket mass heater might be another clue to type in on YouTube, but they get kind of elaborate. In fact, one of the shows I watched, the guy actually heated all of his water for his radiant heat in his home by just wrapping a copper tube around a 30-gallon drum. And the drum wasn't the burn center.
I think I saw that video, Jerry.
Yeah, okay. Then it was very elaborate. And then I'm thinking there was another one where a guy actually used water to run a steam-driven turbine, which powered up the electricity for his generator.
Right. That is neat. That
turned his generator to produce. Yeah. So it was extremely interesting, and none of these people, you know, ordered cords of wood or anything else like that. They simply went around and they raked up everything that fell out of the trees on their property.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, we got our bottom of the hour break. You're welcome to hang on if you want, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 4 minutes. And we're also going to talk to Rick in Missouri here in just a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and at the moment, we're speaking with Jerry in Chicago. Hey, Jerry. You want to finish up your thoughts?
Thank you.
Hi, Jerry.
Okay.
No problem. Okay.
We're going to go to Rick in Missouri on line 5 then.
Good morning, Spencers. Are you there?
Good morning, Rick.
We are, Rick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning, Jerry, wherever you are. I am going to touch briefly on a subject that's probably going to cause a lot of blowback. But
okay.
It's not a problem. I have one of these jobs where I can tear up and nobody will notice. I have come to the conclusion that human beings should probably not be allowed to talk to each other. Say that for this reason. I know. How did I come to that conclusion? Well, you know, it seems like it anymore, it's the rarest of individuals that can communicate with another person without doing any damage. And I think that is for two reasons. And generally it's because everybody has an ego, or in my opinion, to be a little more focused, they have an opinion of themselves that is probably somewhat less than it probably should be. So if a person sees another person and they say, well, I'm going to help this person out, many times it takes on the form of, I'll help you out if I can make you look stupid, or something along those lines. And that's a lot of communication seems to take on that that overall tone. If you're thinking about helping somebody, before you speak, think about whether or not you really want to help that person, or whether or not you just think you'd like to make yourself look good. If you just want to make yourself look good, then probably don't talk. Don't quote Bible numbers to people. Nobody likes a lawyer. Most of the people listening today know the law. If you want to quote something to somebody, use the idea behind the quote, treat other people like you would like them to treat you. You know, put it in those terms.
Right.
Put it in those terms so that people don't get offended instantly, or you don't look like you're trying to be all that. I'll get off this subject in 1 second, because I know that I'm, for the most part, preaching to the choir. I know who these people are out here, and most of these people don't need to hear anything. But years ago, it was an interesting thing to me. The Apostle Peter, who, you know, basically spent years walking around the countryside with Jesus, could have written in the Bible, could have been one of the most prolific writers. He certainly had enough information. He could have writ his butt off. But if you look at the letters of Peter, they're extremely short. One of the fascinating things that he said to me, and this really has fascinated me my whole life, is that charity covers a multitude of sins. I read that, and I was elated, because I thought, okay, I've got a lot of sins I'd like covered up, so I'll be charitable. And so, you know, I was kind of, you know, wild with a buck. You know, that's what I was calling charity. And it wasn't until 10 or 15 years later, I was listening to something, and I realized I had it wrong. He was not talking about that kind of charity. He was talking about the kind of charity that you offer to another human being with words, the kindness, the humility. You know, when you look at another person and you realize they're on a journey as well, and if you really want to help that person, be very careful about what you say if you really want to help them. I kind of want to touch on that, because I see a lot of people who are well-meaning, but they don't execute well, and I think it is because I think people are far more fragile than you really think. People are just looking and waiting for a kind word or anything. I'll tell you something. I can walk in. I'm a contractor, so I spend a lot of time down on the contracting end of places like Lowe's and Home Depot. With a word, with a glance, I can make a man go home and yell at his wife. I can do that. I have that kind of power. Everyone has that power. A man who has a suspicious grasp on his self-image, I can look at him like he's an idiot and turn his whole day around. On the other hand, if I see him in the bay trying to load sheets of drywall alone, and I walk over without saying a word and I put my hands on those sheets, and he looks over and he sees me, he might be a proud guy. Maybe he didn't really want the help, but if you've ever tried to load drywall or plywood, you know it's a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
When I get that kind of help, it may only take that man 1 or 2 minutes to help me throw 10 sheets. But I leave the bay thinking differently. I leave the bay thinking, hey, things aren't as bad as I was thinking they are. I got brothers and sisters all around me. You know, and life is good. You know, and it changes my day. And instead of going home and getting short with my wife and my kids, I feel good. And that if you're not a good communicator, communicate that way. If you see somebody, start simple, start with the simple things. You know, help somebody with something, you know, something you can do easily. Anyway, I think I have worn out your audience. I think I hear dials clicking off all over the world. So
I don't think so, Rick.
we'll stop that. Yeah, don't blame Tim for what I just did or Lori, you know. If you want to, like I say, I've got a job where I can tear up without anybody seeing me, so you can yell at me if you want. Hey, with regard, in the last segment of your last show, there was a lady called in, and she seemed fascinated by chickens, and she brought up a couple of interesting points. And if you don't mind, can I add a couple of thoughts to that?
Sure you can, Rick.
The eggs. Collecting the eggs. Usually, if I'm late letting the chickens out, if I let them out at 10, let's say it's, 10 degrees out, and I leave them in a while, go out, you'll find that two-thirds of the eggs have already been laid. They seem to think about it all night, and then when the sun comes up, the eggs start popping out. If you get those eggs out of there right then, a couple things happen. First of all, they don't start pecking holes in them. They don't poop on them, and they're not frozen and exploded. So, if you're going to collect the eggs, do it twice a day. You're going to get most of them by lunch. Get them out of there then.
Yeah.
Leftovers. Everybody's got stuff in the refrigerator that's always going bad. Chickens love that stuff. That's their favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
They'll stand at the fence and scream at me. I can throw chicken food in there. I can throw chicken food in there, but that's not what they want. What they want is a salad that's going bad, strawberries or something that are starting to grow fungus, anything like that.
Right. There's anything organic that they can get down their throat, Rick.
Yeah, that's right, including each other. Their eggshells, and if a chicken lays an egg a day, you'll find that basically, they remain in calcium starvation about 98% of the time. It's a big deal for a little chicken to produce an eggshell a day. So if you give them back their own eggshells, they eat those things like candy, and that is good. And, Tim, I got this hint from you. If you guys don't know this, if a chicken doesn't eat grit because they've got a crop, that like every bird, they've got a crop in their throat that is the initial food breakdown thing, they need grit, sand, something like that. You can buy granite grit, or whoever's selling granite grit will have crushed oyster shells as well. No point in, you can get meat, but there's no point in giving them granite. If you'll give them crushed oysters, that's a good calcium source for them, and that will help them to produce those eggshells, which, it's a lot of calcium in an eggshell. I'm still getting about a dozen eggs a day, even in the short days in the harsh winter. Banana peels and stuff like that, they love banana peels. There's gardening is a good thing for them, but also they're so rich in magnesium, phosphorus, calcium, manganese, and all that kind of. Go ahead and throw your, my wife brings them all the way home from school just to sling them out there, and the chicken, one will grab it and run all over the pen trying to keep it away from everybody else, and as the chicken runs, the others snatch little pieces out of it. If you like a chicken show, that's a good chicken show.
Well, I'll tell you a good one, Rick, just for fun.
Go ahead.
Here on the farm, we have a problem with mice, so we constantly have mouse traps all over. Well, what we'll do is when we catch a mouse in a trap, toss it into the chicken pen. And if you want a show, watch them fight over that. Holy smokes. They run.
Show's R-rated. Yeah, now you've just changed the rating of the show. This is no more a family show. Now this is Chucky versus Godzilla. Well, I'm fine with that, I'm not a big fan of mice. They get in the walls and scratch all night while I'm trying to sleep. It's just great. If I thought that I could get the chickens to take care of the mice, I would probably get rid of the cat. This is another one of my invisible segues that Laurie's so fond of. Clyde's Garden Planner. See how you didn't even notice that I changed the subject? There is the coolest thing on the internet. This is a sliding, it's like a paper thing, and the middle of it slides back and forth. And this is good for anything in the latitudes of the Americas or Europe or even Canada. And it's only $5. But what this thing does, this man was a process engineer, And he, but he was also was running a small truck farm, and he created this $5 sliding scale. And what it does is it times out your plantings. You put a pin in your time zone, and you slide this thing back and forth, and it'll have all of the common vegetables that a person might want to plant. But it even includes, like if you're going to start them in flats, it'll give you a date for that, too. So, you know, that usually takes a lot of math, you know, where you're calculating it out. But
right.
It would be nice to know. You know how many times I've been late with, like, the winter garden? Like, you know, I'm 2-3 weeks late, you know, starting the winter stuff because, you know, if let's say it's the heat of August, honestly, when it's 100 degrees out, I'm not really thinking about the winter garden, but that's when it actually begins. So, you know, if you've got this, I think it's, how does this go? It is ClydesVegetablePlantingChart.com. Clydes, C-L-Y-D-E-S, ClydesVegetablePlantingChart.com, $5. I'm going to get a handful of these things so I can give them to my kids because they're just getting into gardening. Very, very handy little thing, and I can't, and, you know, we're getting toward the ends of January, so for a lot of people, it's just like down south in zone 6, 7, 8, you know, they're probably starting to think about starting some of these seeds now. I'm probably going to have to wait another, you and I will have to wait another 2 to 4 weeks before, you know, we really begin that in earnest. But the people south of us are probably thinking about it now.
I guarantee they are.
I would be. So we're into that, whether or not you think so, we're getting to that time. One other thing I want to mention, I think. One of the things on my list of things to do today is I have a bunch of pots with elderberries. These are the big 2-gallon pots that I never got in the ground, so I've got them up against the house covered in hay, but we are in the middle. You know, I don't know how you guys are doing out there, but we're basically in the middle of a fairly sophisticated drought. You know, whether or not we're going to blame that on the deep state, which of course I am, but you know, if you planted any bushes or anything this fall, you're going to get what's called winter kill because it's not going to be the cold that kills them. It's for sure going to be that they're just going to dry out. And they're just going to blow away. So right now, it's going to be 60 again today. And one of the things on my list is to get out there and water everything that does not have an established root system, whether it's a bush I planted, you know, in the fall, or whether it's, you know, something waiting to be planted. I'm going to make sure everything gets wet. We do have rain coming in, but, you know, you never know about that.
If you water, Rick, it'll rain. If you don't water, it won't rain.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
There's a direct natural connection there.
Well, what I ought to do, I guess, is wash the car. So, and that would get me. Then it would rain on the pots. But So, you know, keep an eye on that. If you guys have something that you think you'd like to keep alive, get some water on it while it's fairly mild out. That would be a brilliant idea. That way you don't have to rebuy those plants in the spring. In one more invisible segue, there's a YouTube out there called Are the Central Banks Prepping for a Silver Breakout? This is in the YouTube station called Finance News, and this is a Bix Weird thing. It is fascinating that around the 14-minute mark, he says something that you and I talked about in the last week or two. He says this. He says, when this happens, your silver is going to go through the roof, but you won't be able to spend it on anything because all the banks will be destroyed. Fascinating, fascinating comment by a bright guy. And I can tell you right now, you know, I'm suddenly feeling smarter because I've always wondered in the end how, you know, when silver finally did go up, what it would mean to the rest of the economy. You remember we were opining about what would happen to the cost of bread? Right. With respect, when silver went to 1,000, what would bread be? Yeah, I must admit I'm still curious. But if you want to watch this, it's not a very big video. I think it's like 20, 25 minutes. It's Are the Central Banks Prepping for a Silver Breakout? And it's the Finance News with Bixler. Fascinating piece of information. Remember that, you know, silver is still hanging around 18.
Right.
When that jumps up to 30, you're going to feel like your discount is gone. So, you know, if you're thinking about getting any, get it soon.
I agree. You want to hang on through the break, Rick?
I'll hang on a little longer.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Francis in North Carolina, we have not forgot about you. 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. We have been talking about different subjects this morning, and at the moment we're speaking with Rick in Missouri. Rick, you want to go ahead with your thoughts on?
Yeah. I'm hungry. Want to ride bikes? sorry. To finish up, I want to mention something that happened this week. It was fascinating. That insane cryptocurrency shakeout. I'll bet y'all saw it.
Oh, yeah.
There was one day where thought was a brutal one. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ripple was all off like 50%. Man, it was a slaughter. But I will say this about that, and I'm going to throw silver in with any of these non-dollar denominated assets, which is what these are. These are assets that are exclude the banks and the U.S. dollar. Trust me when I say that the deep state, the Federal Reserve, and everybody involved with our current City of London credit, fractional lending BS right. system, are livid about any asset that is not dollar-based. So
right.
you can just assume that if you're talking about things like cryptos and precious metals, you've got a crosshair all over your chest. And they're going to do what they can. Yeah, they're going to try to shake you out. And the term is from weak hands to strong arms. And they mean strong arms as, you know, that's a dual comment. But what they're trying to do is scare you into selling these non-dollar denominated assets to them. To them.
Right.
J.P. Morgan Chase has accumulated, I don't know how many millions of, I think it's 12.5 million ounces of silver now. I think. Maybe it's more.
I think it's more.
What they're doing is, you know, they're doing what the Hunt brothers, they're trying to corner the silver market, which obviously, you know, they're going to be able to do at $18. But what they're doing is dumping massive amounts of paper, silver, onto the market. They'll get a couple banks together and all do it in the same minute. And then when they knock the price of silver down a buck, they use the profits to buy the hard asset, and then they put the hard asset in the vault. So one of these days, I think we can assume that when they're finished manipulating the price of silver and they let it go up, reach parity, let it go up to where it's supposed to be, they're going to have more money than God. So that's going to be a fascinating situation there. But don't let them shake you out. That's what I wanted to say. Don't get frightened.
Right. Well, Rick, let me throw something in here real quick. You remember the Hunt brothers just like I did, you know, when the price of silver got up to $4-something an ounce.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, there were congressional investigations over this. Now, I don't think the Hunt brothers were doing anything illegal, but they were having investigations in the House of Representatives. I wonder if they're going to do the same thing with J.P. Morgan Chase and, you know, all them.
The word on the street is they're not.
I have a feeling you're correct. Well, buddy, sure do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.